From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas is one of just a few states that is choosing to implement work-related requirements in order for people to keep getting health insurance through Medicaid. The state also stands out for requiring that the verification process be done online. That could spell trouble for low-income beneficiaries who happen to live in a state with some of the worst access to the internet in the nation. The rollout of these new requirements begins June 1st. Anuj Gangopadhyay with the Urban Institute joins us on the line. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You helped author this report on these new requirements that were approved by the Trump administration recently. Before we get into this tech issue, can you explain, I guess, what are the work requirements? Who do they affect? Who don't they affect?
Sure. Arkansas is one of the unique states in having broad exemption criteria established for its work requirements. Among the four states that are about to implement work requirements, we find that in Arkansas, about three-quarters of potentially affected enrollees are likely exempt due to parental status, due to being an adult over the age of 50, a pregnant woman, or a caregiver, or potentially designated medically frail. So if you are subject to work requirements in Arkansas, you're going to be required to work about 80 hours a month for 10 months of the year. If you miss 3 months, you will be locked out of coverage for the remainder of the calendar year. So someone who works fails to work between January and March would be subject to, would not be able to enroll in Medicaid again until January the following year.
And let's talk about this issue of internet access. A few other states, you mentioned, have some type of work requirement in the offing. Arkansas is going to be the first to actually begin implementing it. And we're also the only one, in my understanding, to require that the verification of work or attempts to work or your exemptions, that it has to be done online through this online system. Your report has identified this as potentially a deadly problem.
Yeah, actually, a census report maybe in 2015 showed that about Arkansas had the second lowest rate of internet access in the nation, so it's kind of a curious requirement. There will be some exemption criteria that seem to be streamlined, may not require online reporting, or some enrollees that have worked on an ongoing basis, that's the state's language, will not be required to report their work hours. But online access seems to be a key problem for Medicaid enrollees and low-income populations in Arkansas generally. We find that those who are potentially affected by work requirements and are not working, among that group, about 31% report not having internet access in their homes or through a cell phone.
You mentioned some of that population there. Is there any breakdowns in terms of those people who don't have access to the internet or who might be affected by this? Are there any parts of the state in particular that might be harder hit than others? Is there an urban-rural divide, or is there anything we can discern at this point?
So our estimates, we can't spread it out locally, so we don't do local estimates by internet access, so I can't give you a great answer for that. We do know that generally the populations that will be affected, there isn't a lot of variation at the local level, so Arkansas as a state seems like it's going to be impacted similarly in many different pockets, urban and rural. At this moment, that's what we're seeing.
And do you have a number, I guess? You mentioned 75% of people might not have to face this work requirement. Do we have any idea of how many thousands of people this might end up impacting, or any projections on who might lose insurance?
In our analysis, about 70,000 enrollees are potentially subject to work requirements. Among that group, 39,000 are not working, so they might have higher risk of losing their coverage if they can't find work come June 1st.
We'll see deeper analysis of this, of course, as it rolls out and as other states begin to implement their programs and design them a little bit as well. But is there any general comparison you can make between Arkansas's attempt at a work requirement and several of these other states?
Time's going to tell. I mean, Arkansas will be the first state to do this. It's the first time in the history of the Medicaid program that work is going to be a condition of eligibility. How it fares with other states is going to be something that we're going to learn as we go along. So Kentucky will implement in July, and Indiana and New Hampshire will start in 2019 as well. So it's kind of a wait-and-see process on how it's comparing. On paper, again, Arkansas has the broadest exemption criteria we know of. As a comparison, we did an analysis in Kentucky. About one-third of enrollees in that state were likely exempt compared to the 75% number in Arkansas. So there are some carrots in place. There's also some sticks in this internet reporting as well. And so we'll see how it fares.
All right. Well, I look forward to following this over the next year or so, and hopefully we'll speak again with you as well. I hope you keep following this. But I've been speaking with Anuj Gangopadhyay with the Urban Institute. He's one of the authors behind a recent report on Arkansas's Medicaid work requirements. They're being phased in beginning June 1st. So thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.